Joe, I saw the full Hunter supermoon. I guess it's the biggest, brightest supermoon of the year, even between the clouds. It almost looked like a movie scene.
Yeah, I got to see glimpses of it through the clouds last night, but it was very pretty what I could see of it.
So we're going to see more of it tonight as it clears, and we're looking ahead to a really great weekend.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to being able to see the comet tonight. I tried last night. There was a little area of clearing, but it wasn't big enough. But if you look after sunset, about 45 minutes to an hour out to the west, you'll spy Venus, which is a very bright star, if you will, low on the horizon. If you look kind of west of there, or more toward the north, I should say, closer to where the point where the sun went down, and then look up a little bit, that's where you should see it. And again, that's about 45 minutes to an hour after sunset. We finally should have clear skies to see that tonight and the next few nights, because high pressure is building in, and it means nothing but sunshine and a warming trend from now through the weekend.
We got a big Steelers game Sunday night. Now, last time they played on a Sunday 2 weeks ago, we had a hellacious front that brought some heavy, heavy thunderstorms. We're not looking at anything like that this Sunday, are we?
I did warn you about that.
Yes,
did
you
I not?
Did. No, duly noted, and I made sure people knew. Joe told us it would.
No, we'd have no worries of such kind. It'll be very pleasant. I think the kickoff temperature is probably going to be somewhere in the mid-60s after a daytime high of 73. Should be a very comfortable evening with light winds for football.
Hey, Joe, one little question about the nice weather. For people who do some planning along these lines, when does it end? When do we need to get all the good stuff in?
Well, I think there's a front that comes through probably Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Might be a shower with it. That might be our only hope of rain in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's cooler for the back end of next week. But then I think it warms up again for a few days, maybe next weekend and into the early part of the following week.
Oh, keep it coming.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the update.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. And check out tonight that Super Hunter Moon.